May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Yes, indeed. It's that time again. Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation, and you're listening to today's health update. I am so thankful for each and every person that chooses to listen to this radio station and to this radio show in particular. You know why? Because it's the one place you can come and know that I'm giving you the truth. And I am so bold about it that if I ever do say something that's not true, I challenge you to contact me. We give you numbers to beginning and end of each show. You just leave a message for me and I will get back with you. And if you can show where I have told an untruth, I'll guarantee, number one, it was an accident, or I just didn't know any better. But number two, I will apologize, and I will straighten it out once you've proved that what I said was not accurate. But I do appreciate each and every listener, and I appreciate you especially listening to Monday School, because that's what it is. Today's Monday, and I always teach my Sunday School lesson on the radio. I dedicate the first show each week to God. He promises us. He makes some real promises in the Bible. Let me tell you something. When God makes you a promise, you can count on it. It is the real thing, and it is something that you can count on that he's going to keep his word. Read the whole Bible. When you get an opportunity, not all at once, obviously, but read sections of it every day. Get to know the Word of God. And one thing you'll find out as you go, especially through the Old Testament, is that God makes us promises. And he tells us what he will do, but the word if, that great big word if, is in there a lot of times, and that is if we do our part. And what's our part? Well, first of all, he wants our love. He don't want our sacrifices as much as he wants our love. He would like for us to sacrifice our time to help the poor, to help the needy, to help those that don't understand the word of God, to help the sick, the afflicted. But he wants our love. And do you tell him you love him every day? You should, because when you love God and you love his word and you try to live according to his word, you watch the blessings flow in because they are a promise of God. As we've gone through the book of Proverbs, we're into chapter 6, verse 12. If you're following along in the King James Version, you're going to enjoy this lesson. You know, he tells us the do's and the don'ts, the shoulds and the shouldn'ts, and we need to pay attention to it. So we'll begin with Proverbs chapter 6. We ended with verse 11 last week, so we'll go right into verse 12 this week. It says, King James Version, and remember, I teach the King James Version, but then I give you the modern English. Now, when I tell you it's modern English, I'm not I'm not trying to interpret the Bible for you. I'm simply taking the Word of God, the King James Version, and I'm breaking the words down from Hebrew into a more modern English, using the strongest concordance, okay? It is an encyclopedia of the Bible that tells us what each word means. So to get this started, a naughty person, it says in verse 12, a wicked man walketh with a froward mouth. So he's describing people that are basically evil, perverse in their ways, we'll call it. And he's saying, you'll be able to recognize them. Why? Because they walk with a froward mouth. That means they say things that are perverse. Let's read that in modern English. Beware the troublemaker. It says a naughty person. Well, it's telling us beware a troublemaker, the evildoer. They lead astray with perverted talk. Have you ever been around a perverted person? You listen to them very long, you'll know. And their way of thinking is evil. Their way of thinking is wrong. It's bad. And you know what's amazing about them is they're excited about their perversity, and they'll want to kind of lead you in the same direction they're going. Please don't follow them. Be aware. That's why you should let your children listen to this radio show. And there'll soon be a book out called Start With Wisdom, where I do this in a book form. I break it down, every word, into modern English so that even a child can understand it. Because they used a lot of words back in the old English that don't mean a lot to us today, and we're certainly not taught them in school. So verse 13, King James Version, he says, talking about a perverted person, he says, he winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. Now, first of all, winketh, speaketh, teacheth, we kind of know what those mean, but those are old English words. Here's what we'd say in modern English. What do these people do? They maliciously wink. In other words, when they wink at somebody, there's some perversion behind it. They communicate by where they go. Watch where they go. Watch what they do. You'll be able to start recognizing their actions. They give guidance with their fingers. You ever seen people do vulgar things with their fingers? Point people in the wrong direction? That's what it's talking about. Verse 14. Frowardness. Now, there's another word. It's not forwardness. It's frowardness. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Now, let me explain something to you. When you see he here, it's not gender. It's speaking of a human being. That's all it is. It's just the way they used the English language back in those days. Let me read that verse again. Frowardness is his, you could say, their heart. He deviseth mischief. They divide mischief continually. He soweth discord. They soweth discord. So I'm going to read it in modern English. Perversity, that's what frowardness is in their mind. They plot wickedness continuously. They spread strife. Let me tell you something. Strife, it's uneasiness. It's creating problems within the community, within the family, within the business. Don't matter where it's at, that's what they do. 15, therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. What's going to happen to these people? Verse 15, King James Version, therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. In other words, what's going to happen to them, modern English? As a result, their destruction will come unexpectedly, instantly. They will be destroyed without healing. That's what remedy means. Verse 16, these six things doeth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination to him. Now, I want you to really pay attention to these. You want to make God mad? You want to hurt his feelings? And by the way, you may not know this, but God has feelings. He's a jealous God. He gets angry. He made us in his image. He has a lot of the same emotions we do. He's just disciplined. and he's trying to teach us discipline. So verse 16, again, these, and this is King James, these six things doth the Lord hate. Boy, that's a strong word, but that is a correct word, okay? Yes, seven are an abomination to him. Now, there's places in the Bible where God uses the word hate, and it actually means to love less. He don't mean that here. He means he hates it. Modern English, that verse would say, there are six things the Creator does hate. Yes, seven are detestable to him. Remember, that's what abomination means, is detestable. So he's going to show us what things really aggravate him. We'll say it that way. Proverbs 17, in the King James Version, a proud look. These are things he hates. A lying tongue and hands that shed innocent blood. So let's look at those three, modern English. Those who think too highly of themselves. That's a proud look. You've seen them before. Those who tell lies. That's a lying tongue. They speak lies. And those who murder the innocent. Now, you got to remember, a lot of times in the Bible when it's talking about death, it could be talking about someone dying of natural causes. But when he's talking about, those who murder, those who kill, a lot of times that means murder the innocent, shed innocent blood. So pay attention. That's what he's talking about here. He's not talking about an accidental death. He's not talking about a sickness, okay? He's talking about those who premeditate murder. Verse 18, King James Version, an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. These are things he hates. That's number four. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. And that's five. Modern English, you would read it this way. Those who consciously plot evil schemes. Feet that are quick to get involved in wickedness. Watch people. Watch what they say. Watch how they say it. Watch for perversion. Watch, are they plotting evil things? Are they trying to steal somebody else's property or even take their life to fill their pocketbooks full? And what do they do? Their feet, they go straight for wicked things. They're always involved in things they shouldn't be involved with. Verse 19, this will be number six, a false witness that speaketh lies. And what's the seventh one, which is an abomination? And he that soweth discord among brethren. Pay attention to this verse. Let's look at that verse real closely in modern English. He's saying, a false witness. He said a deceptive witness, a witness that lies on the stand, that tells lies. And anyone, this is the one he hates. It's an abomination. It's detestable to him. Anyone that causes strife within the family. Now, I'm not just talking about your immediate family. I'm talking about your brethren here. Brethren means your church family. It means those who believe in God. Don't sow mischief. Don't create strife in that family. You want to be detestable to God. That's how you do it. Verse 20, my son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Now he's giving you instructions pointing you in the right direction. Modern English. My children, listen to your father's instruction and do not depart from the teachings of your mother. That's just so powerful of advice. You know, your mother and father should have had your best interest at heart in everything they do and everything they did. And sometimes they may have been rough on you, but that was for your own good. Listen to that. Learn from that. Grow and become disciplined. Remember, discipline don't mean punished. It means you learn to make the right decisions in spite of the flesh wanting to make the wrong one. That's what discipline is. 21, King James Version, bind them constantly upon thine heart. What are you binding? Your father's instructions, your teachings of your mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. Now, that's pretty self-explanatory, but in modern English, you'd say put them in your mind over and over and make them a part of you. 22, King James, when thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall talk with thee. These things will stay with you. In other words, modern English, when you go, it will guide you. It'll give you the direction you need to go. When you sleep, it will guard you. And when you are awake, it will tell you what is righteous. You know, when you do the right things, you can sleep good. When it's talking about sleep there, you'll sleep and you'll sleep soundly without fear, without worry. Why? Because you put God first. And that's a promise from God. He'll take care of you. Proverbs 23, King James Version says, it's chapter 6, verse 23, for the commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. What's he saying in modern English right there? He's saying, yes, the commandments point us in the right direction. What commandments? The Ten Commandments, all the commandments of God. There's 10 specific ones, but there's a lot of others, like the laws of what you should and shouldn't eat to keep you from sinning against the flesh. That's what those are for. So modern English, you would read this, yes, commandments point us in the right direction, and the laws of God help us see clearly. Then correction. With discipline, with what? With discipline will lead to a better quality of life. That's what instruction is. Remember, instruction is discipline, not punishment, disciplined. Proverbs 6:24, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Now, this is important. We're switching gears here, and it's even though it uses woman here, remember, it can go both ways. It can be an evil man. It can be a strange man, and you're going to understand what that means when I read modern English. It means to keep you from an adulterous person. Notice person is the correct word from in modern English, from the flattering words of the wicked. It don't matter if they're male or woman. Strange words means flattering words of the wicked, people you shouldn't listen to. 25, King James Version, lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. Modern English, don't let their beauty fool you. Don't look into their luring eyes. You've seen people, whether they're male or female, they're adulterers. They're luring people. And how do they do it? Well, they're probably really good-looking people, handsome, beautiful, whatever you want to call it. And you got to watch their eyes because they're going to tempt you. And eyes can fool you. They really can. All right, let's go into verse 26. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. What's this saying to us? Modern English. For a prostitute, male or female, can be had for the price of bread, but their goal is to take everything you have. You could say for the price of a meal, okay? That's what bread means. It means food. It could be a meal. You know, there's people out there that can be bought if you just buy them a nice meal. They can be had. But their goal is to what? To take everything you have. Make no bones about it. There's nothing good about adultery. It is just not good. If you've ever been involved in a man or a wife's relationship and they caught the other in an adulterous situation, listen, that never turns out good, right? You know I'm right. You know the Bible's right. Proverbs 6, chapter 6, verse 27, says in King James, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? In other words, you're getting involved in an adulterous situation. He's asking you a question. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Modern English, can a man or woman hold fire in their lap and their clothes not be burned? Of course they can't. Proverbs 6:28, King James, can one go up on hot coals and his feet not be burned? It's pretty self-explanatory. Can anyone walk on hot coals and their feet not get burned? Of course they can't. You know, I've seen people walk on coals supposedly. Puts a little doubt in my mind about what's going on with them, and it probably should yours too, okay? So look at verse 29. So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whoso toucheth her, shall not be innocent. Now, what is that in modern English? The same is true for those that go into their neighbor's spouse. spouse. Notice it goes both ways. Those that do that shall not go unpunished. Verse 30, men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. You know what he's talking about. Most people don't despise a thief that steals to keep from starving to death. I mean, you can almost tolerate that. They're starving to death. They got to have something to eat. They pick up an apple and walk off with it. You can almost tolerate that. But what about an adulterer? Look at verse 31. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. Now, that's the way it was back in the days this was written. If you were caught stealing, they didn't necessarily hang you or chop your hand off, but you had to restore sevenfold. It could break you. So you tried not to steal. Modern English. But when caught, they shall repay seven times the value taken. That's what happened back in those days. 32. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding, and he that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. Boy, that's powerful. Modern English would say anyone that commits adultery lacks understanding, lacks discipline, really. You could put that word in there. Those that does it corrupts their own soul. What's it talking about soul here? Who you really are. It destroys your character. It destroys your ability to be truthful with people. It causes you to have to look over your shoulder. It's a horrible situation. 33, a wound and dishonor shall he get. Anybody that commits adultery, that's what it's telling you. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. Think about that. What does that mean in modern English? A disaster and shame will they receive, and their disgrace will not go away. 34, for jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. Now, y'all know good and well you can use man or woman right there. So let's read it in modern English. Because envy is a venom to humans, therefore they will not have mercy in the day of revenge. Don't you think they're ever going to go easy on you for committing adultery with their spouse. They're not going to. They're going to take revenge, and you're going to pay the biggest price you can imagine. Verse 35, he will not regard any ransom, talking about someone who's found their spouse cheating, and the person that's doing it with them, the one that caught them cheating, though, he or she will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. In other words, there's nothing you can do to repay for the damage that you've done. So in modern English, the victim will not accept any payment. They will not be satisfied, though many gifts be offered. Think about that. You know they're not going to forgive you. It's not going to come easy for sure. Let's put it that way. So pay attention to the Word of God as we get ready to go into chapter 7. Verse 1, here we go. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Just good sound information when you're reading from the Bible. You know, get it in your mind and live by it. In other words, my child, modern English, observe my speech and store up my instruction in your memory. Verse 7, keep my commandments and live, and my laws as the apple of thine eye. Modern English, maintain my ordinances and preserve your life. Guard my teachings as you would protect the pupil of your eye. You ever notice anything gets near that eye? Boy, that hand will fly up in a second. You'll dodge. You'll duck. That's what he's talking about here. If you observe God's commandments and live according to his laws, they'll protect you just as you would your own eyeball. Verse 3, King James Version, bind them upon thy fingers. Bind what? The speech, the instructions. Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Modern English. In other words, hold on to God's law with a tight fist. Record it on the tablets of your consciousness. In other words, it's probably a good idea to memorize a lot of this stuff, to fixate on it. Proverbs 7:4. King James Version, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. Okay? In other words, say to wisdom, you are my blood relative, and call discernment your distant relative. Listen, discernment's a powerful thing. We'll talk about that another day because I could do a whole lesson on that one word. But for now, you know, just understand that, you know, what he's talking about here is, you know, is keeping your discernment, your ability to make decisions. Well, how do you make decisions? Based on God's word, based on what you know, based on the truth, based on good instruction. All right. So we keep going here. Verse 5, that thou may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Here we go again. Okay, it's talking about being tempted and following the wrong people, and especially, you know, men do have a little bit of trouble with this, and women too. When there's some really handsome dude or some really pretty woman, it gets easy to, you know, to listen to what they've got to say. It gets easier. Be careful. Be careful. So I'm going to read it in Modern English again. So that they may keep you away from the offensive adulterer, from all that are deceitful with their speech. If you've got discernment, if you pay attention, if you see the perversion, if you see what they're trying to do, it'll make it a lot easier for you. And you put God first in your life, it'll make it a lot easier for you to follow in the right path and stay away from them. Verse 6, King James Version, for at the window of my house I look through my easement. Now this, we're getting into a painting a picture here of someone who would be tempted to follow into the direction of an adulterer. All right, not just male or female, but both, okay? And I'm going to stop right here today, and we're going to pick up right there next week with verse 6, where it begins to paint a picture in our mind of how you could be tricked, how you could be fooled, how you could get caught up in something you should not be involved with, something you know in your own heart you shouldn't be doing anyway. But when you understand God's word and let the Holy Spirit work through you, it gets clearer and clearer. Now remember, if you like these, what I'm doing here, the book of Proverbs, you like the regular reading from the King James Version, and not to change the meaning of any verse, I'd simply broke it down using the Strong's Concordance from Hebrew, in this case, because it's the Old Testament, sometimes the New Testament, it's Greek. I've broken it down into more modern English. Why? Simply to make it so you're clear, so you have a full understanding of the Word of God and what He's trying to do in your life, in my life, and how He's trying to protect us from the dangers that we live in the flesh world that we're in today. Remember, we're in the flesh age. From the time that you know, God created man and woman in our image and put us on this earth, we began the flesh age. And now we're going to be in the flesh age until we go into the third earth age, not a different earth, not a different heaven, a different age, as a dispensation of time, let's call it. And so while we're here in this dispensation of time being tested in the flesh to see if we're going to choose God's way, in His creations, and you work with God in His creations, or are we going to choose man's way and do it His way using concoctions? That's the real choice, whether it be taking supplements, whether it be obeying the law, whether it be living your life in any other way. I'd suggest you do it God's way. Thank y'all for listening to today's Health Update. If you like the way I teach and you like the words that I use and you like to follow God's word, you're going to love this. Share it with other people, and let's continue to grow. Until next time, may God bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.